We have heard the argument from musicians. They make songs. Those songs can be streamed on services like Spotify and Pandora. The musicians don't get much of the take and can't make a living. Let's look at another group involved here, songwriters. They say they've been hit even harder, and the Justice Department is taking their complaints seriously. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
If you look at the top songs on the charts, most of them were written by at least one professional songwriter. It's a real job.
You don't sit around and wait for inspiration. You get up and you go to work just like you work at the bank. And you write a lot of songs.
Lee Thomas Miller is head of the Nashville Songwriters Association International. He's also a songwriter. A few years ago, he co-wrote a number one hit for Tim McGraw.
Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like a southern girl.
20 years ago, a hit like that would have been a huge payday for a songwriter, but royalties from record sales are just a fraction of what they used to be. And Miller says payments from new digital streaming services are alarmingly small.
It's tens of dollars for millions of spins, literally. That's a joke.
Songwriters are not laughing. Right now, streaming is one of the few bright spots in the music industry. Revenues for those services were up more than 25% last year. But the internet radio service Pandora, for example, says it's passing on roughly half of those revenues in the form of royalty payments to artists and labels. Chris Harrison is Pandora's vice president.
We've paid out more than $1 billion in royalties, and we've only been around for, a few years.
But the way those royalties are split is far from equal. That's because there are two different copyright holders for every song a streaming service plays. One is the owner of the sound recording. That's usually the artist or the record label. The other is the songwriter or music publisher.
All we're saying is we'd like our fair share of the future.
Marty Bandier is the CEO of Sony ATV, the largest music publisher in the world. His office walls are covered with photos of the Beatles, Elvis, and Motown stars. Sony ATV also represents contemporary songwriters Taylor Swift and Pharrell Williams. Bandier claims that his clients are getting the short end of the stick from streaming services.
If you're paying 48% of your revenue to the recorded music business and you're only paying 3 or 4% to the songwriters, that doesn't sound equitable. I mean, how could that possibly be?
To answer that question, it helps to understand the legal framework that's governed music publishing since 1941, when this was the number one song in the country.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes.
Back then, songwriters had a problem. Lots of bars and restaurants and radio stations were playing their songs without paying for the privilege. It wasn't practical for songwriters or publishers to go out and collect royalties from all those places, so they got together and started a new kind of organization that could, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, or ASCAP. Paul Fackler is a copyright lawyer at the firm Arendt Fox.
It wasn't necessarily just that these businesses were scoundrels and had no desire to pay the people who wrote the music. It's just on both sides of the equation, it was incredibly impossible. So ASCAP was created to allow for that type of licensing.
ASCAP and its competitor, Broadcast Music Incorporated, or BMI, worked well for songwriters, but they also created new problems. They had enormous market power, and they used it to drive up the cost of licensing their songs. The Department of Justice sued. That led to a series of legal settlements known as consent decrees that have shaped the music publishing business ever since. But Marty Bandier at Sony ATV Publishing says it's time for an update.
We're stuck in this archaic consent decree, which doesn't allow us to negotiate a fair and reasonable price. And our songwriters suffer as a result of that.
Right now, publishers and songwriters are required to license their songs to anyone at rates that are set by a special rate court. ASCAP and BMI have been pushing to raise those rates, but Pandora and other streaming services have pushed back. So far, the courts have sided with Pandora. So the publishers are trying a new approach. They're asking the Department of Justice to let them partially withdraw from the consent decrees and negotiate directly with the digital streaming services like the record labels do. And the department seems to be listening, according to lawyer Paul Fackler.
DOJ is indicating that it's very seriously considering allowing partial withdrawal.
Fackler has represented cable and satellite radio companies in talks with the Justice Department. He's worried about what would happen to those companies and to streaming services like Pandora and Spotify if they have to pay more to songwriters and publishers.
There's a large number of businesses that are going to get caught up with this, and it's going to be catastrophic.
He's not the only one who's worried. NPR has joined the so-called Mike Coalition, a consortium of major players, including Clear Channel, Pandora, and the National Association of Broadcasters, who are concerned about the potential for rising costs. But songwriters like Lee Thomas Miller in Nashville worry that their futures are the ones in danger.
I don't want to be callous and say it's not my problem, but, you know, if they think they're not making money, they should try being us.
A spokesman for the Department of Justice declined to comment for this story. Whatever the department recommends will still require approval from the same federal rate court that's overseen the consent decrees for decades. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.